Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping in to the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, a former sports entertainment publicist in New York City, turned traditionally published author with Simon & Schuster, who quit my old life to write a book, live in London for a bit, and explore my dreams to find my happiness and fulfillment. I'm here to help encourage and guide you through your plot twist years as your chief encourager and host of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you have enjoyed listening to this podcast so far, and check out switchpivotorquit.com for even more personal and professional development resources. But for now, just sit back, open your mind, and enjoy the show. The January Book Chat Book of the Month is Quitter by John Acuff. It was released in 2011. And John Acuff, if you're not familiar with him, this is not his first book. This is not his only book. He is actually a New York Times bestselling author of 5 books. But he's also a former serial quitter. So for 19 years, he worked in multiple industries in marketing, and he helped some of the biggest brands in the world tell their story, including companies like the Home Depot, Bose, Speaker Systems, Staples, and Dave Ramsey, the Dave Ramsey team. After years of dealing with jobs that were not his dream job, it seems that he's finally doing what he loves. That is my guess. And if you want to find out more about John Acuff, you can go over to his website at acuff.me and check out his story and check out what other books he has to offer. I can say that personally, this is the only book that I've read by John thus far, Quitter, but I did love it, so I would not be opposed to reading any of his other books. So I can't exactly remember how I found out about John Acuff and this book, Quitter. I can't remember who, if someone suggested it to me or I saw it somewhere and thought, hey, maybe this is something that I should check out, because I tend to consume so much content that there's no way for me to know for sure. But I do know when and why I read it. That is what I'm sure about. It was around probably late 2012, early 2013, and I was working a 9-to-5 in New York, stressed out with the job that I had, not feeling fulfilled, and also I happened to be working on a side hustle that made me 10 times happier at the time than my day job, and I was looking for a way out. Obviously, the name of this book made me think, I need to read it. I need to figure out what he's talking about, and I want to know what kind of tips and what kind of information this book could have for me in terms of making a transition and quitting this job. And at the time, I wasn't necessarily set on being a freelancer or an entrepreneur. I just knew that I wanted out of the current situation that I was in. So this is how our book chat's going to go. I'll tell you my 5 faves about the book, and hopefully you'll pick up a new gem of information that'll make you think, it'll offer you a new perspective, or make you say, dang, I need to read that book, in which case you can then go to lifeaccordingtoher.com, click on the book tab, and order your copy. I try to make it easy for you guys so that, A, you can keep up with what books we're reading, what books are the book chat book of the month, as well as make it easy for you to go ahead and get your copy of the book, okay? Because I don't want to hold back any information from you. I'm always in the business of sharing the good goods with you. If it's something that I think will be helpful and something that will potentially help you to grow and maybe expand out of where you currently are, then I'm all about sharing. Now, although we know that this book is called Quitter, let me start by saying that the book doesn't have a magical plan that's going to work perfect for your situation and guide you to the point where you feel like, I can quit. Yes. I can quit. No, that's not what it's here for, and John makes that very clear from the beginning. Instead, he gives you some real talk about quitting and his experiences with quitting and the process, and he talks about things that he learned throughout the process. Just a little background. In the book, he regularly talks about working at autotrader.com throughout the majority of the process where he's transitioning from working his day job to his dream job. And silly me, I forgot to mention that the subtitle of the book is Closing the Gap Between Your Day Job and Your Dream Job. So that's what he focuses on in this book. He's focusing on telling you how he made the transition from going to his day job, which he wasn't so enthused about, to eventually getting himself to his dream job. And it did not happen overnight. He does not make us think that it happened overnight. And quite frankly, he talks about how in the first chapter of the book, he's very frank with saying, don't quit your day job. And he's like, I know that that's not what you would think people would want to hear, or you would think that I would offer to you in a book called Quitter. The first chapters wouldn't be about, hey, maybe you should keep your job. He's like, I'm not here to feed you the fluff that some of these other books might offer you and saying, oh, this is the new world that's going to be opened up to you, and all you can do it, all you need to do is just go in there and quit. No. He's not trying to sell you a dream like that. And I could definitely appreciate that. And I dig his honesty in that scenario, because there's a lot of people, and we've talked about it on past episodes, where there's a lot of people that want to sell you this dream and make you think that quitting is just that easy. It's a matter of making up your mind to do it, and then it's done. John is a very big advocate for doing more than just thinking about quitting, but really planning to quit. The first point that I like that he made was that this bossless nirvana that you dream of will turn into a hell at home if you quit without a plan. He's really talking about how if you're a person that has responsibilities, if you have people depending on you, even if you have a family that's not so supportive of you chasing your dreams, if you decide to quit abruptly, this may disrupt your life in more ways than one. It may disrupt your life because now you're unemployed and trying to chase this dream. And it may also disrupt your life because let's say you have a spouse who wasn't really on board with the idea, or who you barely, you know, ran this idea by before you actually quit. That can cause some serious turmoil when you're sitting there trying to chase your dream day to day, and they're waking up every morning, going to the 9-to-5, accumulating the money that's going to pay the bills, and they're looking at you like, what are you doing? What are you bringing to the table? Now what are you offering? And that can take some time to develop. The tension can take some time to develop, but what he's offering is that it can come. Don't be fooled in thinking that that won't potentially be your reality if you make a swift and hasty decision to just quit. Then he goes on to continue to talk about your dreams. And the thing that I liked, my number two fave, was when he says, at the heart of a dream is change. Because a lot of times people get comfortable where they are and they don't realize that in order to mix things up and to see a different reality, you have to undergo some change. And sometimes it's personal change, and sometimes it's uncomfortable, and it's not the number one thing that you want to do. But if you want to follow this dream and chase this dream and make it a reality, change is inevitable. The line that I liked was where he said, quitting a job doesn't jumpstart a dream because dreams take planning, purpose, and progress to succeed. He regularly emphasizes planning, and I don't think that that's a coincidence, because he's also taking us through the process of his planning, his discussing things with his partner, his wife, his discussing things with himself. How am I going to do this? What am I going to do? He takes us through and shows us what it looks like as he's developing. He started off with a blog, and I think it was called something like Stuff About Christians, or Things Christians Don't Say, or something about Christians. And it was like, I never checked out the blog, but he regularly referenced it because it was something that gave him a platform for his writing. He knew that he wanted to be an author. It was something that started his platform. It gave him an audience. It gave him something to build from. And he continued to write that blog religiously. Sorry for the pun. He wrote the blog, and he also worked at Auto Trader. And he continued on as though he wasn't gaining the notoriety and whatnot from this blog. And he mentions how people were saying to him, there was this assumption that you're doing really well with the blog. It's getting all this attention. People are checking for you now. So when are you going to quit your job? And he made it a point not to buy into that hype, because he knew that it was hype, and he knew that he had to quit when he was ready, when the time was right, when the opportunity was right, when things took shape the way that he hoped that they would and the way that he was planning for them to, not because these great things were just falling into his lap and it looked good and it looked shiny and pretty. My third fave is when he talks about every dream coming wrapped in some degree of risk. He says that if it doesn't, then it's not really a dream. And I think he's saying that because dreams are supposed to be big. Dreams are not supposed to feel like you can just reach out and touch them. They're supposed to feel like something that you have to work towards, something that you really have to try to attain. And with that, when you have to work hard for things, there's obviously going to be some level of risk there. If it were something easy and everyone could do it and everyone could achieve it, then it probably wouldn't be a dream. So he helps you to differentiate between just the small ideas and the big ideas, the real big dreams. Like, you think you have this dream job. Well, is it big enough? Is it really your dream job, you know? So that it gives you something to think about in that sense. Now, in chapter 3, he touches on some of the common but unnecessary risks that trip us up, like perfection. And you hear people talk about perfection a lot, and they use that as like an excuse and a hurdle to moving forward and doing some of the things that they want to do and achieving some of these dreams. Because with perfection, they can say, oh, I haven't started it yet, or I haven't done it yet, or I haven't released it yet because it's not perfect. It's not ready. Well, if perfection is your prerequisite, you'll be sitting on it forever, because it's hard to reach a level of perfection, especially in an area of something that you haven't done before. You have to get out there. You have to put yourself out there. You have to try. My fourth fave was when John was talking about falling in love with a job that you don't love. And I really know about that. And that is one thing, although I read this book before I quit my 9-to-5 job, that was something that I didn't manage to do. And I think it was because my process was, I was in love with the job when I first started the job, and I fell out of love with it, and it was going to be really hard to fall back in love with it. But I think that's a very good suggestion in telling someone, you know, fall in love with this job, make it work for you, because it's easier to go with the grain than to be constantly pushing and pulling and going against the grain of the day-to-day that you have to deal with this job. It's a reality. You're working your way to your dream job, but you're not there yet. John says, if you're patient and deliberate, your day job can become a wonderful platform for which you can launch your dream job. And that goes back to his point of planning. He's saying being patient and being deliberate with the things that you're doing in your day job could potentially open up doors and opportunities for you to launch that dream job, or for you to segue into that dream job. He's saying, do your best to see your current company as a patron or advocate and a supporter, rather than an opposition to what you're doing in your dream, because he is suggesting that it will make your time with that current employer easier and give you a better shot at success. I'm thinking it's also a mental thing, too. You won't be harboring all this ill will and animosity day by day. You'll go in there, you'll do your best, and you'll put your best out there. And you never know what could potentially come of the positivity that you bring to this day job. Someone could see your talent in other areas, or they could get wind of your dream job and then suggest opportunities for you or introduce you to different people. You just never know how things can play out when you're going at it from a positive mindset versus negative, negative, negative. I don't want to be here. I hate this. That's not going to help you. This was so good, and it really hit home, and I hope that you guys take a second to really think about this comment that I jotted a note down from out of the book. He says, remember, your current job has no obligation to meet all of your dreams. And I thought, wow, that's powerful, because a lot of times we're so busy consumed with how we feel about things and our unfulfillment and how we're ready to move on and we're ready for another challenge and things like that, where we don't take the time to really address the fact that this job doesn't owe us anything. No one said that this job was going to fulfill all of your dreams. Maybe you thought that it would at a point in time, but once you realized that it wouldn't and it wasn't exactly what you wanted and you wanted to do more, then that was up to you. The decisions and the choices all lie within you. The job is not making you do anything. The job is not making you stay there. So I really like that when he says the job has no obligation to meet all of your dreams. That's a reality check right there. And my last fave, number 5, actually comes from chapter 5. And chapter 5 is called Wait on the Main Stage. And he talks about how he watched Dave when he was working with Dave Ramsey's company as a speaker, because he would go and do speaking engagements on the weekend and then turn around, get off of a flight. He was living in Atlanta, get off of a flight at the airport in Atlanta, change clothes in the bathroom, and then hop on the MARTA, go downtown Atlanta, and get to his 9-to-5 job that he had to be back to and report to. And just imagine how that feels when you're doing something that you really love on the weekend, and then Monday it's like back to the grind, back to reality. That's a push and pull, and that's a process that he went through for definitely 3 years, he talked about. You know, this was his life. And so he's talking about waiting on the main stage, and he talks about how he was given the opportunity to speak through the Dave Ramsey program multiple times before, and he could have easily said, oh no, I'm waiting on this main stage opportunity. But he was given opportunities to speak in a smaller capacity before he was finally given the opportunity to really make his mark within the Dave Ramsey company, with in front of their audience and everything. And what ultimately ended up working out in his favor was something that shifted him towards his dream job. And I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is, because if you're interested, I want you to be able to read the book and get into it yourself. But I like that he's talking about waiting on the main stage, because sometimes we get very impatient and we want things to happen now. We want our dreams to happen now. We want things off of our to-do list to happen now. We want to see immediate results, but we have to realize that things take time. We have to plan. We have to work toward it. And we have to continuously get better. Just because something is your dream job doesn't mean that you're the best at it, and doesn't mean that you're overly qualified to be doing it like tomorrow. It could still mean that it's something you're interested in, it's something that you're good at, but you still have room for growth, you still have room for development. And I think that's the place where he was coming from in these 3 years, where he was working at Auto Trader. He was still trying to build himself up and get better and get better and get better. So when he finally was able to make that exit from Auto Trader, he was able to make the exit into truly his dream situation. And he also covers the passion, practice, and plan model, noting that the plan should come last after you get into the business of doing things. And that's just what we were talking about. You have to get into it. You have to be doing it. You have to be learning. You have to be a student of whatever the craft is that you want to do, or whatever you think the dream is that you want to do. You can't just jump in and say, this is my dream, so now I'm doing it, and I'm going to be excellent, or I'm going to be the best at it. I remember waking up an hour earlier every morning before going to work when I was working on my very first manuscript. I remember that I know I am not a morning person, although I'm conditioning myself to be different. So I should amend that and say I am working into being a morning person. But at the time, I really wasn't a morning person. I totally stay up till 2 and 3 in the morning and be super tired and groggy the next day. But what I started doing when I decided that I was going to take control of things and my future was up to me, I decided if I really wanted to write this manuscript, I needed to sacrifice. So my sacrifice was waking up an hour earlier than I normally would every morning before I went to work, so that I knew that I could write and be uninterrupted and be fresh with my thoughts and my ideas and get it done for the day. Not wait until the evening to see if I potentially had the energy, the stamina, the attention span to actually write that evening. It was better for me to get it done and get some writing done first thing in the morning and then come home and try to write in the evening too. But if it didn't work out to where I couldn't write in the evening or I didn't write in the evening, I wouldn't feel so bad because I was already working toward my dream in the morning. And so John notes that working on your dream in the morning before your 9-to-5 makes you encounter less personal doubt, and it gets you energized and feeling a sense of accomplishment going into your day, as well as not expecting so much from your 9-to-5 in the way of making you happy. It doesn't put so much pressure on the 9-to-5 to make you happy because you're already doing something that makes you happy when you first start your day. So I really, really like that one. And as you can see, that's something that I definitely took away from the book when I first read it and that I applied to my life. And it really benefited me. Waking up that extra hour early and working on my dream worked out for me. Because if you don't know, I ended up getting my first manuscript traditionally published. So I think that was a win. Well, that does it for our January book chat, book of the month. And our book again was Quitter by Jonna Cuff, Closing the Gap Between Your Day Job and Your Dream Job.
This episode of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast is brought to you by the Switch, Pivot, or Quit SPQ Strategy Sessions. If you are looking to make a change in your personal, professional life and you just kind of stuck on what's next, how do I get started, what do I do, I need to talk this through with someone, I need some tools, I need some encouragement, I need some ideas, I need some resources, I need solutions. If you are feeling like that, the Switch, Pivot, or Quit strategy sessions are perfect for you. Head over to switchpivotorquit.com and book your session today.